Burgundy basement, Burgundy basement, Burgundy basement.
You're listening to the sounds of Burgundy Basement Newsroom, where all things are discussed.
So, it's going to be about an hour of ums. Okay.
I'd like to start off with my first um.
I'm so sweaty. make it stop.
Have you cried lately?
Yes. Last night, today, this morning,
Just this morning?
Yeah, no. You wanna talk about something?
Okay. Well, this is a newsroom, but nothing happens in this newsroom because we only plan an hour ahead. Mm-hmm. And that's a rule. Good things mm-hmm. happen when you only give yourself very limited time and very little. Mm-hmm. Yes. Our first subject is clickbait.
Oh, okay. I like that. That's an interesting topic. I like...
Yeah. I think it's interesting because everyone hates it.
I like it.
If you...
Nothing better than getting to the bottom of a BuzzFeed article, reading about the 9 reasons that pandas should be extinct, and you get to an article sitting there at the bottom, 17 more reasons why pandas should be extinct. I don't know who has such a grudge.
8 reasons why he's not for you. Number 4 will make you mad.
16 reasons why President Obama is our first African-American president. Number 7 is a barn burner.
reasons why you're not truly happy.
Number 9 is a surprise.
Number 9 isn't a subject. It's just a blank space, which then at that point, people who are that desperate just immediately lose themselves and go into an existential crisis.
I think that should have been our topic. We should just talk about having existential crises.
Go first.
For an hour.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sitting in anatomy and physiology, and they're talking about the cell, our cells, you know, our body is just like made of cells, right? Well, our body is made of, our organ systems are made of organs, and our organs are made of tissues.
And your organs have existential crises.
What I'm saying is it just keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Like, mm-hmm. like inside the cell is like the atoms, and inside the atoms is like the protons and the electrons. Like what if there's stuff inside of the protons and electrons, you know?
Yeah. Would you like to discuss one of your topics now?
Oh, okay. Well, my first topic.
That was a real barn burner.
I want to get a sound effects board. And one of the sound effects is just barn burner. Barn burner. Can we do that?
I mean, can you do it yourself? I would love it if all of our sound effects would just be a cappella.
Oh, that's just saying.
Just does.
No, my first topic of actual importance. Well, actually, let me take that back. It's a topic that I hope leads us to the topic that I actually want to talk about. Okay, so the first topic that I want to talk about is coconut juice. I recently just went to a local convenience store. And I decided, you know, I'm not going to go with my usual sugary drink. I'm not going to get my usual sugary drink. I'm going to get this nice, healthy looking coconut juice. So, you know, I get it. And I get back here to the radio station, start drinking my coconut juice, and I realize it tastes awful. And I feel like I was lied to. So, if I had to review coconut juice, I'd like to give it...
It's actually an hour of us reviewing coconut juice.
I'd like to give it a... I'd say a 1.5 out of 10 on coconut juice is what I'm going to give. I'm going to give coconut juice a 1.5 out of 10.
That's modest.
Okay, no, my real topic. Frank Ocean, right? You know, he released his album like 3 years ago. Channel Orange, the critical acclaim. So says Wikipedia. It's been a while since he has really. It's been a while since his last album. It was scheduled for release July 2015 of this year, and he didn't release it. It was set back again. So, my question is, what is there to expect from music artists? Do we as music listeners, do they owe us anything? Do artists owe music listeners anything?
Yes.
All right, well, that settles that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They owe us their money.
Okay, well, that's a...
Definitely owe us our...
Okay. Definitely owe us the our their...
They definitely owe us our, their, us, they, them. I think they owe us as much as they can give. The real question is, how much can they give? I'm talking like limbs here. Whole limbs.
I think the next step in music and in art and in performance art is artists cutting off little bits of themselves and selling it like an album. Like, I want to go to the store and be able to buy part of a toe off of Jay-Z.
Part of a toe?
Well, I mean, if you, it's going to get expensive quick. I mean, that's going to be a commodity, you know? Like, there's not that many parts you can cut off of your body before you're existing.
True.
Which brings us back to the cells.
I thought it was going to bring us back to coconut milk.
Well, it could. We can get back there. Okay, let's try to get back there. Okay, so I want to buy a piece of Jay-Z. Take that in take that in the best context possible. I want to buy a piece. I want to buy a piece off of Jay-Z.
Not all of it.
I want you to take this in the best context possible. I want to buy a piece off of Jay-Z.
I was talking to old Murray.
Which one, am I right?
And we got to the topic of fluoride.
Okay. Fluoride.
It's great. If I could actually have water fountains in my faucet be 83% fluoride.
I don't know if that's healthy.
My teeth would be perfect.
I don't know if that's healthy.
It'd be perfect.
I think too much.
You can't deny that they would look way better.
I actually think that too much fluoride is bad for you. I'm pretty sure I read that once.
I'm willing to make an argument that there's not enough fluoride in the world for me. I'm willing to argue it. So, speaking of our original topic of clickbait.
Oh, okay. I forgot. I completely forgot that we were on that. All right. Go on.
I, of course, brought with me a lovely...
I actually always think it's funny about clickbait is how, like, bait is also, like, a thing that fish you use for when you fish. All right, go on, Mike.
Okay. I decided to bring along a clickbait topic train of sorts of 11 things that are normal to do in college that aren't in high school.
Okay, I got one. I got. Can we make up?
You
10?
Make.
Can we
make? You 10? Make. You make up your 11. I'll write them down.
So what's the topic?
11 things that are normal to do in college that aren't in high school. Wow, that's horrible.
11 things that you can do in high school, but you don't do in.
Eleven things that are normal to do in college
that are normal in college
but are not normal in high school.
11 things that are normal in college.
I feel
college,
like every single... I haven't really looked too far into this.
Normal.
I'm pretty sure every single one of them.
High school.
Every single one of them is going to be arguable.
Okay. I got one.
You want to give your 11?
Number one out of 11. Number nine will surprise you. 11 things that are normal in... 11 things that are normal in college but are not normal in high school. Number one, living in a dorm room. What up?
Number two,
you're out on the quad holding hands with a girl. Number three, you are eating ramen and your mom's not cooking for you. Number, what was I on? Four. Is this four? I'm going to skip to five because I don't remember. Number five, ditching class to go throw bottles at the train track. Number six, you get out of school at 3 o'clock and you go down to the 7-Eleven and you buy a Slurpee. Number seven.
We have now crossed the barrier into like middle school.
Number seven, you take a nap. That's what the title should be. How college and kindergarten are the similar.
Exact same thing.
Constantly sleepy.
Oh, well, that's funny that you mentioned that. The first thing, that 11 things that are normal to do in college that aren't in high school.
Okay.
Sleeping in public places.
Right? I did that in high school.
Yeah, I mean.
I did that more in high school than I did do at MIM in college.
I think it was easier.
Like senior year, all I did was slept in all my classes and then went to art class. I was like, yo, what up?
Yeah. Same. Eating by yourself?
Nah, I did that a lot more in high school than I do now.
Riding the bus?
I haven't ridden the bus once since.
It's not normal to ride a bus in high school?
I mean, like, if you're like a senior, like, if you're a freshman or sophomore, you have to ride the bus, basically. I mean, I guess unless your parents take you. Yeah. Like me, because I was rich and my mom had a car. Unlike those other poor saps, their mom had wagon.
Actually study.
Moms had wagons, plural wagons. I mean, I came from a farming community. I'm from Missouri.
I'm from a small village off the banks of the Nile.
All I ever knew was corn. All I ever knew was
why
corn.
Is this something I was going to say?
All I
later.
Ever knew was corn.
Why are,
all I ever knew
why are,
was...
Why are old people obsessed with rain?
Oh,
especially in the farm... Not even the farming community. Especially in the rural community.
I think it's just the older you get, the more concerned you are about the weather. And it's not like it like rises and peaks when you're like 50. It just keeps going. It's a straight line.
Up.
It's this Y equals MX plus B line going straight up. It doesn't, it's just like when you're a baby, do you really care if it's raining out? No. Do you care if it's hot? No, you're going to cry anyway. Just like a college kid. So you're 20 years old. I'm 20 years old. I'm more concerned about the weather now than I've ever been, I think. And I think when I'm 21, I'm going to be more concerned than I. So when I hit 80, I'm going to be freaking out about the weather. I'm going to walk outside, see a storm cloud, and nearly, you know, have a heart attack. I mean, I'm assuming heart attacks will be cured by the time I'm 80. That's 60 years. That's a lot of time for medical advancement to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about it. Back in 1920, polio was a thing, probably, and now it's not. So what's up?
Probably.
I mean,
I just old people are just like, oh, yeah, you hear it's going to rain today? Oh, yeah, we need it.
Oh, we need it. Because they're concerned. They know.
I hear it's going to be sunny for 2 weeks. Oh, thank God, it's been raining all day.
Those crops need not only sunlight and not only rain, they need a combination of sunlight and rain. Not only do they need sunlight and rain, they also need you to stand in the field and talk to them. That's what I did with, when I said all my life was corn, my dad would plant a corn and grow it. And then what I would do is I'd just walk around the cornfield. We had like 20-some acres of just corn, and I'd walk between all the stalks and give them little tidbits of encouragement. I'd be like, you're going to get popped one day. You are going to be in a car. You are going to be made into high fructose corn syrup, and I'm going to drink you. Is what I said to the I said to the corn. I said you're just a little baby kernel on a stalk right now, but give you a little bit
and just
I'm going to drink you. I'm going to drink you. I said to the corn. You're going to sweeten my drink that has high fructose corn syrup in it. You know what drink doesn't have high fructose corn syrup in it? Coconut juice. And it's not any good. Coincidence? Correlation? I don't know, but I'm almost certain that there is.
Are you saying we should replace all coconut trees with corn stalks?
Here's the thing. Coconuts have never done me any good. Corn has done me a lot of good. You know, I took a stalk of corn to my high school prom both years, junior and senior year. That's one thing you do in high school that you don't do in college.
Oh yeah, put that on your list. Write that down. Quickly.
11 things that are normal in high school but not normal in college. 1, taking corn to the prom. Number 2, taking your horse down to the local skate rink. And putting it on skates.
We got number 5 on this list. Our clickbait.
Oh, are
list.
We still on that? Yeah. I completely forgot about it. Hit it. Number 5.
Scrubbing to class. Are you familiar with that word?
What is it? Scrub. Does it give a definition of scrubbing?
Oh, it just says high school. Wow, look at her. She looks terrible. Must have been a rough morning. I guess that means where you're just like...
They're saying you don't do that in high school. Or you do...
Things that are acceptable in college, but they weren't in high school.
Oh.
Well, you so really some, forgot.
So some person is walking to class or whatever, and they look beat down, and it's just like, oh, yeah, whatever. But in high school, it's like, oh, sweatpants again, Margaret? I don't think so. Pants police. I'm the pants police.
Drinking no matter... the day or time, admitting that you're broke, sitting in front of a class, going to tutoring, failing a class, not going to class.
I feel like those things are, a lot of those are like, oh, that's high school, but that's also college, and it's like college. No? Yeah?
Yes, and no. I mean, it's just one of those
things. I feel
like
that list is wrong. Is there any clickbait at the bottom of that?
Oh my God, can we go on a clickbait trail and just see where we end up?
I feel like the viewers wouldn't appreciate that.
And I don't care. But we can go to an open letter to the boy who never dated me.
Sounds like something I would write.
On having a rebel soul. 5 signs you're in a relationship with a sociopath.
Sociopath.
Life as a GVSU student. Explain through gifts.
How does that? What's the college that George Gray Gray Varson Student University? The president is a student.
You got your pick. Which one are we going down?
Oh, I already forgot them all.
Having a rebel soul, open letter to the boy who never dated me.
I like the open letter to the boy who never dated me. That sounds good.
I was thinking maybe instead of doing any of this,
can we
start reading Harry Potter fan fiction?
We're just a solid hour. Okay.
Nevin Longbottom.
All right,
entered the room.
Before we talk about this clickbait. This sad letter boy. Can I do a quick letter to all the girls that never loved me?
Oh, go for it.
All right, dear Anna Nicole Smith. Dear Courtney Love.
Are you there? It's me.
It's me.
Benjamin.
Ben. I'm so lonely.
I'm going to cut you off. So now I'm not going to read any of it. What I'm going to do is just see how far we can get and off topic. Where do we start at? College. Okay. So we have Kissing Makes Babies Part 1.
All right.
Why It's Okay to Be Homesick. 50 Thoughts You Have When Riding the Bus.
Okay. Let's do that one. I like that one.
for 50
like a,
dots.
I like a long list. Long,
stupid list to clickbait.
196 reasons.
Why he might not be the one. 194 will have you wild.
It's 3,000 ways to caress your pet.
Lovers.
Oh.
Oh, we went down two different paths.
Three. See, you're a pervert, I think. What's the opposite of being a pervert? That's me.
Okay.
I'm NP.
I would just call you not a pervert.
Can you call me NP, non-pervert,
no.
From now on?
No, in fact, I refuse to do
all right,
such
this
a
is
thing.
Burgundy Basement Newsroom with NP and Mike.
You know how you set your watch a few days behind?
Like, just to make sure you're earlier.
So to make sure you're always late.
I wake up. It's 9. It's September 12th. Oh, darn it. I got to get to that. I got to get to that Many Nights Ahead show. And the date is only actually the 10th. I get there 2 days early. They're asking me why I'm sleeping in the...
My life is miserable. I've been sleeping at restaurants.
See, what happens is I make plans for like the 10th. And then I get to the place that I was going on like the 8th. And then when I'm at the place that I got to on the 10th, I miss that appointment because I'm trying to get to the place that I'm trying to go to on the 12th. It's a real hassle. It's not much fun. It's very inconvenient.
But so is life.
I wish I didn't have to do it.
But
so is life.
I didn't choose this life.
But so is life.
This life chose me.
But so is life.
So.
Real barn burner.
Next subject. Real barn male burner. Puberty.
Okay.
Just wait. I'm just kidding. Supposedly we were going to talk about movies and television shows. So I was looking to take this opportunity for the remaining 34 minutes to talk about Dawson's Creek.
But you're wrong. It's 22. You did your math wrong.
Dawson's Creek.
Okay. Dawson's Creek. Never watched it. I know
horrible
that...
Horrible show. I had for a class, I had to watch the first episode.
Oh.
For the pilot episode.
Ooh.
It is racist.
Okay.
It is sexist.
But that's life.
It's racist. It's sexist.
Okay.
And then there's a spinoff that they did at one point, essentially, called Young Americans.
Okay.
That was once dubbed a hour-long commercial for Coca-Cola. Because there's so many product placements. And at one point, there's a female portraying a male.
Okay. Like a transgender thing? Or like it's just like...
No, she's just a girl dressing up as a... I guess, yeah. But she's like more or less just dressing up as a boy so she can get in this prep school. This all-male prep school.
Oh, so it's just a... It's a Mulan thing.
At one point, she kisses this dude. And then at one point, he's like, well, yeah, I don't know what that was about, but like... We're good, bro. But and then she's like, "Yeah, bro." You know, really trying to put on like a male,
got it.
Voice, stereotypical male voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the door kind of closes behind the guy, and he's like, "I think I'm a gay." And I was just like, "This is like I don't know. This is like 2003 or two. Obviously, anyone who wrote that never met a gay person. obviously so." So, I'm just going to go. So, essentially, Dawson's Creek is homophobic, racist, and sexist.
Can we write a Dawson's Creek fan fiction?
Oh, my God.
Can we say God on the radio?
We could do it. It's not the real question of can we say the word God on the radio as much as can we use say God and Dawson's Creek fan fiction in the same sentence?
Is it blasphemy? can someone answer this question for us? Is it blasphemous to use God's name in the same sentence
as Dawson's Creek fan fiction?
Yeah.
Please feel free to voice your opinion on that matter.
I'm going to voice my opinion. I think it is. I think that's a huge disrespect to the G-man.
The big G.
Big G.
Yeah. What if he's like a big fan? Much more than me. Nah.
You get to heaven. You open the pearly gates. Well, I guess the guy lets you in. How does that work? Do you have to open them yourself?
Yes, because I know how that works.
Is he standing in front of the gates and you have to push the gates? Oh, I guess it's some sort of like thing. I guess the gates kind of automatically open for you, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you get... Okay, so they let you in the pearly gates. You walk in and there's... just a huge...
There's the cast of Dawson's Creek letting you in, parading you in.
And everybody looks like Dawson's Creek, like they all have facial... Is it blasphemous if I say that they have... they would have facials... what's the word I'm looking for? Cosmetic... What's the... When they
plastic surgery?
Oh, gee whiz, I could not think of that word. Plastic surgery.
Did you know there's a plastic surgeon here in Harrisonburg?
Yeah, it's a Dr. Witten. Wait.
Really?
It's a... Yeah, I went... He does... Well, not him, but it's wisdom... I guess where I got my wisdom teeth taken out at.
Really?
Yeah, Dr. Whitney.
That's not plastic surgery.
Oral and facial surgery.
No, like a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, like they... Well, I don't know if it's plastic. They do like Botox and stuff in your face.
Oh,
like
maybe.
And stuff. Oral and facial surgery. Facial surgery. Oral and facial surgery.
Yeah.
We should go.
You want to go together? We'll make a date out of it.
We should get our lips puffed.
Together.
Oh, well, that's not what I was going to say, but I was just going to say our lips... puffed
touch
up
together. Oh.
I'm not suggesting we kiss.
Ooh,
that didn't sound good.
That sounds awful.
All right. What are we talking about? I kind of forget.
Coconut water.
No.
You got? I thought you had a list of topics to talk
about.
I do, as well.
But okay. You want to talk about one?
I'm curious to just what you have. I don't even care to talk about it. I just kind of want to know what
you
have.
No, because I want to save it for next week if we don't get to them.
What do you mean?
I'm just going to have a rolling list of just topics that we need to talk about.
Give me one. Give me a taste.
Okay. So I was reading an article the other day. It was from 2013, so you may have heard it. This woman, she's driving to a Dave Matthews concert, and she sees a person stranded on the side of the road. And guess who it is? It's Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
And so she picks up Dave Matthews... and takes him to this concert, and then like they get VIP access. And my question is, why is Dave Matthews so terrible?
I was in Charlottesville last weekend,
mm-hmm.
and it's something you almost never see around here.
Right, Dave Matthews.
Impersonation. If you go to downtown Charlottesville, there is a Dave Matthews impersonator on every corner.
It's law. That's law. It's law. Written into to local law.
There's a hospital on every other Dave Matthews for the remaining.
And all the hospitals are named after Dave Matthews. I don't think I've ever listened to a Dave Matthews song in my life. Do you have any Dave Matthews? I wish we could pull up some Dave Matthews and listen to some Dave Matthews.
I
right
do.
Now. Can we do...
I have a CD.
All right, every week
and
we need to do...
And I don't want it. I think I deleted it off my iTunes.
Every week we need to do a Dave Matthews... track review.
Track by track album review? What if we could just do really bad album track by track reviews of like Limp Bizkit's Hot Dog Flavored Water?
I highly doubt all of those albums will be
whatever the recent three Green Day albums were.
Just a Green Day marathon review.
An hour of chronologically going from their first or their early stuff all the way to now and how we feel about it.
Discography review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do
like a commentary. Like when
U2.
You listen. When you like.
I'm thinking U2. I'm thinking really, really popular acts of like the 90s, but not any of the good ones. I'm thinking like Digital Underground.
I don't know who that is. Is that a band?
Yes. I'm thinking.
I was born in. I was born in 2000.
Born in a cornfield.
I was born in 2003 in a cornfield, Mike. I don't know any of these 90s bands that you speak of. So, I'm a, what's the generation after millennials? I'm that. That's me.
Generation. Aren't we millennials?
No, I was born in 2003. Millennials goes up to 2000. And since I was born in 2003, and I'm only 12 years old.
I was born in a cornfield.
I just did the math. I'm 12 years old.
Do you want to step away for a moment? Get yourself together.
The existential crisis of suddenly realizing that you're 12 years old.
If you want, you can just do the rest of the show laying down on the ground weeping. That would be fantastic. I'd be okay with that.
I haven't gone through male puberty yet.
Oh, yeah?
I'm only 12. I don't remember. I don't know when you hit puberty. I'm going to guess it's 13, and I haven't hit that yet.
I haven't. I was like,
wouldn't it be funny
18.
You mean
you didn't?
No, I'm only 12.
Sorry. Excuse me, my forgetful mind.
I remember 12 years ago, waking up in that cornfield.
Covered in corn husks.
Covered in corn husks. They found me.
They accidentally put me in the corn.
They don't know how I got there. It's kind of like, I don't mean to be blasphemous again, but it's kind of like Jesus Christ when they found him in that inn. Just randomly.
Just hanging out. Just randomly found him. A bunch of sheep and stuff.
Just randomly found him in that inn. I'm like that, except they found me in a whole bunch of corn. I don't know if I can say that. If anybody is offended by that, I am so sorry. I don't want to offend you. You know, you can cob of corn open and see how many years it's... You can count the rings.
If you split it open, you can see how many years. Apparently you can do that with sharks now. They figured out a way to do it.
All right.
A topic I really want to discuss is why is it that so many people from our high school appear on Tosh.0?
How many has there been? Two at least, I think.
Three.
Three?
One of them got a web redemption last week.
I can't believe Tosh.0 is still on. That's what we need to talk about.
Oh, yeah. There
like,
we go.
Literally, like, he's on my DVR. Like, I set him to
Who
record.
Who has a DVR?
I have DirecTV.
That's the real topic.
I set him to record.
If you have a DVR.
Oh, my gosh. I set him to record, like, 2 years ago.
It's still doing it.
And it's still recording. I haven't gone in there.
How is it not maxed out?
Because I delete it every week. I get on there to watch Comedy Bang Bang, and I have to delete Tosh, and I have to delete football games that my dad records. I only have 25% left. He won't let me delete Justified and The Following. Like, he's watched all the episodes that we have recorded.
That's a
but
show?
He's like, yeah. Oh. But he won't let me erase them because he's like, what if I want to go watch them again one day? And I'm like, Dad, this is 2013. Nobody does that anymore, Dad. It's 2011. No one does that anymore.
Are you saying that no one's watched?
No one has watched TV for 4 years.
Tosh.0 in over 4 years.
What were we saying? Anyway,
there's an argument to be made there.
Is it still funny? I don't know.
I don't think it was. I think it got to a point where he was just annoying.
There was like I thought it was going to be like the last season when he started dressing up in like costumes or whatever. Like that, you know how he did like, he does like.
Oh, it really got really low at that point.
Yeah, like he's like wearing like night suits and something. And I'm just like, this
what are you
be the
trying
last season.
To do?
And I think that's about when I stopped watching. And then like now it's like, it's still going. It's still going.
It's like, I don't
Has
know.
Has he
I
done like a
like,
comedy special since then?
I have no idea. Probably.
I mean, I know he did the one.
I mean, he's now Carlos Mencia.
Which
he's,
sucks.
He is now every show that he made fun of. Which is like every comedy
I guess he's special. A sellout.
No, I would say he is.
Which is tight. I mean, if I was in his shoes, if I was wearing his shoes, I'd wait.
If I was wearing his loafers,
if I was
blue loafers.
If I was leaned back on Daniel Tosh's recliner in his Daniel Tosh house, I'd be living it up.
Living it up.
I bet he has at least $100.
I bet he has a couple. So how about that coconut milk?
It's coconut juice. Coconut milk, I think, is a different thing.
If you
thing.
Know the
and
difference
coconut water.
Between
Can somebody Google it for us? I don't have a smartphone. I'm only 12 years old.
The The fact that, like, no, that's pretty sad, actually, because a lot of 12-year-olds
have smartphones.
Have better
Probably
smartphones
Probably younger
than
kids
me.
Than 12 years old have better phones than I do, which is completely ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous...
Is anybody watching Ridiculousness? Anybody watching that
I
show?
I never watched an episode of that show.
It's miserable. I mean, just as much as the new Tosh.0 is miserable.
I guess, is that coming all at the same time? Is that, are those
just
two shows
as
competing?
Much as Dawson's Creek is just miserable and awful.
Are they still making Dawson's Creek?
No, they haven't done that in like a decade.
What about One Tree Hill? What about Beverly 90210?
I'm considering...
I want to get into soap operas.
I'm considering the idea that we, for half, we just put on like a pilot episode to a really bad like drama show that's like old, decade old. And just comment on it.
This coconut juice came in a really nice soda can, though.
It did.
I wonder how much I paid for that.
It's.
I think it'd be really hard.
You definitely got your money's worth for something you poured down a sink.
If you want to have an experience tonight, go to your local
Kroger.
Actually, I went to 7-Eleven. I was gonna go to Kroger because I wanted sushi, and they have sushi in the thing. But then I ended up realizing I probably wouldn't get here on time to talk about. The coconut juice that I went to 7-Eleven to buy.
Crazy how that works.
And I went to 7-Eleven because I wanted to buy a Monster coffee thing, Irish bean. They didn't have it. So I'm like, okay, I'll switch it up tonight. I'll get coconut juice. Well, worst decision I've ever made.
Now I'm sitting here. Can of coconut juice. Weeping. I can't go home. My father will make fun of me. I've been weeping.
I walk in the door. My mascara is running down my face. he just pulls out the belt. He just walks toward me. It's about coconut juice again. About to taste better this time, Dad.
We shouldn't laugh at that.
No, we shouldn't. I'm sorry if anybody has been abused by a parent or a relative
via the vehicle of coconut juice.
We are truly sorry we made fun of your experience.
Yeah.
Can we? Okay. What we need to do is like.
Let's make a game plan for next time.
Okay. So start off the show with a topic. And
one
by the
topic.
End of the show, we need have to get back to that topic.
Can we revisit it?
We can revisit it, but we need to at least at the end of it get back to that topic.
Okay.
Burgundy Basement Circular Newsroom.
It's just the same idea. Constantly rotating. If we really wanted to challenge ourselves, what we would do is we would start with the same topic every week.
Oh, man.
So we now have to start with coconut juice.
Oh, that would be so miserable. And every week I had to buy a coconut juice and re-experience that pain that I had the first week.
I'm okay with that as long as you don't pour the rest out and give it to me. This is a sturdy can. You go, Foco. That's the brand. Yeah. Foco Foods.
It was made in Thailand.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had coconuts there.
Yeah. If you haven't learned anything today, you weren't listening. Talking about coconut. Talking about all your favorite things.
Oh, I didn't shake it. It says to shake well.
Well, then I can't. I gotta imagine that just makes it even worse because then there's a bunch of chunks at the bottom now floating around.
Man, I feel like I'm.
I feel
an
like
idiot.
The word "shake well" on a can is never where you want it to be.
It's always a footnote.
Yeah.
You get to the end of the nuclear bomb disarmament instructions. Shake well. Oh, son of a gun! Oh.
I wonder why I didn't go off as planned.
And you're disarming it.
Oh, we're disarming it. Oh.
Yeah.
Making sure that it was
It's
armed.
A nuclear bomb disarmament plan.
Sounds like a solid idea.
I got to cross off all the things that we talked about today.
Okay.
We got through a lot of them.
Yeah. Give us one more. we'll ride that topic train out of this.
I only have four more, and two of them I need to do research for.
Okay. Well, give us the one then that okay. you can do now.
All right, here's the one we can cover in 3 minutes, which I really wrote this down on a whim. I'm going to waste another minute just talking about the topic. No, it's pop music? Opinion? Is it good? Is it?
It's fantastic.
I think a lot of people talk bad about pop music, but I think there's a lot of pop music out there.
It's perfect.
That can be appreciated.
Justin Bieber?
Timberlake.
Justin Bieber-like?
Timberlake. Bieber-like.
Perfect.
Bustin Bieber?
All of those awful other songs?
Petey Carey?
Perfect. Love it.
Gady Laga?
Love it. Love
Bruno Mars?
Love it.
Jason Aldean?
Jason Aldean. Bruce Springsteen.
Richard Petty.
Duran Duran.
Elvis Costello and the Beachy Boys.
Earth, Wind, and Fire Revival. Perfect.
James Dean and the Brownstone Kickstarters.
The Brownstone Kickstarters. That sounds like a bad plug for a tire.
Amber Smith and the...
Amber Smith and the Polka Dot Poultries?
Amber Smith and the Blue County Sultry... What are we talking about? I
forget. Blue Lagoon and the Horse-Shaped Shoe? We've been talking about pop music. I've listened to Elvis Duran in the Morning at least 2 times. I know radio.
My mom listened to him the first time the other day.
Really?
And like, I can't remember what she was talking about, but it was just like...
Was she just like
she asked
stunned?
A question. She was like, have you ever listened to Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, Ben? And I'm like, yeah, Mom.
I'm human.
I have a radio.
I'm sorry. Oh, I thought
I only listened to John Boy and Billy in the Morning. Yeah. Nothing better than waking up with a little bit of racism in your cup, John Boy and Billy.
It is so that is very full of racism.
Yeah, it's that stuff you don't catch in middle school and high school. Like I used to listen to that, like when my brother and father took me to school and stuff. And then now it's just like, oh wow,
that was a racist
remark that you made at our President Barack Obama just there.
Yeah,
have you been, Mike?
Awful.
Okay.
Absolutely miserable.
Okay.
I'm waking up, pools of sweat, just. The floor is even wet.
Actually, it's funny. I've been waking up pools of blood.
Oh. I think maybe we should trade beds.
Not mine.
And get different... We probably get different results. Because it sounds like I want more blood.
Maybe...
It sounds
maybe
like
it's
you
not
want
us.
More sweat.
Maybe it's our beds.
That's probably it.
Do beds have organs? Do beds have a heart? Do beds have a liver?
I think I'm having an existential crisis again.
Mom! The bed's bleeding!
My mom doesn't like me, actually.
Mom doesn't
like me. Because I scream. My bed is bleeding in the middle of the night.
2 a.m.
2 a.m. every night.
2 a.m. every night. I wake up in a pool of my own blood, walk to my mom's room. I've got a flashlight up to my face. Mom, I'm in a pool of somebody else's blood.
She's like, it's not blood. You've been sleepwalking again. You just wasted all of our new organic ketchup. I'm so disappointed in you.
That's 15 bottles, Ben. That's $6 a bottle. If you times that together, that's
a lot
at least
of money.
$30
Your
worth of ketchup.
Your father worked a week for that.
In the coal mine. He's a canary bird. That's actually funny.
I said it. Your father's a canary bird.
That's actually funny. That's a funny concept for like a cartoon. It's like that's what the dad does.
For
like he works in a coal mine. Like it's like a little baby. It's like a little canary bird, and he comes home. And he's got like black lung from
no.
working there.
No.
It's like a morbid. It's like a black humor comedy.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's like on Adult Swim, and it's like about this canary bird father. Who works in a coal mine.
Yeah.
And it's like all the other, it's like the canary birds are having like a fight. Wait a second. They keep them in cages. I was thinking the canary bird just showed up in the morning for a shift. That'd be a good funny.
I don't know where you're at, but I'm still on this other idea of,
No, okay. So it's like 7 a.m. All the coal miners are clocking in and the canary bird.
No, I'm back
flies,
at the house.
The canary bird flies in and clocks in with the coal miners.
I'm still over here thinking about the kid.
What kid?
Oh, you. You in this fictional thing.
What fictional thing?
You.
What are you talking about?
You're the son of the canary bird
No, I'm not.
And the mother in which you yell at her at the night that you have some that you have blood on your bed, but it's honestly 16 bottles of organic
ketchup. No, that
was a
different thought.
Nope, it's the same thought.
No, like I just started out and then I was like, oh, wouldn't it be funny? I just said
I'm saying take those two and put them together.
I say canary bird father, but I think it'd be like it's like a cartoon set like little like Happy Little Tree Friends, except with canary birds.
What is that?
Happy Little Tree Friends?
Yeah.
It's that one show about those little cartoon bears and stuff, and they'd kill each other, and they cursed a lot.
Oh, my God.
And smoked
what?
Drugs, and... Yeah, it was pretty popular.
When?
I don't know.
Is that real? Is it real?
That's real. Google it.
I want to Google it. In this day and age, it's quite amazing.
I think it came on... I don't know what channel it came on.
That sounds horrifying. Go on with your story or whatever.
I don't remember. Okay, so it's like the canary bird father.
Are you farting? Or are
I'm
you
burping.
Burping.
I'm sorry. I had a salad with my coconut water, and it's, anyway.
I wanted a salad with some hand bits in it. What did I get?
Coconut.
Hot dog.
Oh. So it's like, okay, canary bird father, and he comes home, and he smokes cigarettes, too. Like little tiny canary cigarettes.
So on top of the black lung.
And on top of the black lung. It's kind of like The Simpsons, except he comes home.
But more black lung.
It's like The Simpsons, but with birds, more black line, and there's not a daughter. It's only one son. The son...
Is you.
Wants to grow...
It has to
okay,
be
the
you.
Son, the son doesn't respect his dad for being just the bird that flies around in the coal mine waiting to die so they can test the oxygen or whatever. The son wants to be an actual coal miner. The son, little son canary, wants to grow up to actually mine coal. I wonder if we could get sponsored. Can we get sponsored? I want to get sponsored by like a bologna company just for like my personal life. Like I'll have to constantly wear like a bologna t-shirt.
I'm thinking what happens.
That's not a t-shirt with a bologna.
You're constantly hanging out, plugging it.
That's my job.
Just, hey, you want to go out and eat? Yeah. Eating like pizza. Could really go for a slice of bologna. Wait, what are we talking about?
You said, I thought we were going to go for some pizza.
No, but you're just like, huh? Everyone's like, oh, this is decent pizza.
I think I'm...
Oh, okay.
Who are you?
I'm the friend. I'm just
you're
the friend.
You're plugging.
You're you.
I'm plugging baloney.
You're plugging. I'm just saying, oh, this is some pretty good pizza.
Yeah, this pizza would be pretty good. If only it had a little bit more baloney on it.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what we could do.
This pizza is pretty round, but you know what's also round and better? Nice little slice of bologna, isn't it? Man, you guys are sure eating a lot of fruit and vegetables. Why not switch it up a bit? Try a nice little slice of bologna.
Really, you just get into like the bologna game, and then you end up actually, you end up actually dying from bologna related deaths.
It's like
death.
No, it's like the thank you for smoking, and it's like I'm a bologna pusher. And then some guys force feed me bologna in the back of a van, but I don't die because of my already high intake of bologna.
Wait, is that how that plot goes?
Yeah, it's like he's like promoting smoking and all, and then like he's a smoker himself, and then like this anti-smoking group like takes him in the back of a van and puts nicotine patches all over his body, and he would have died from nicotine poisoning if he wasn't already a smoker.
So then the rest of the film is him going back on those things he said.
I can't remember. I've only seen up to that point, I think. It's something about how his kid wants him to quit smoking or something, and then...
It sounds like Liar Liar, but...
I've never seen that either.
Oh, my God.
I was born in 2003. I'm only 12 years old, Mike.
What films have you seen?
Minions, the new Minions movie. I actually did. I just watched the Minions movie over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
It was pretty good.
Did you watch it with your dad?
No. It's not on DVD. I only watch movies. I don't go to the theater with my dad.
Are you telling me you went to the theater and watched Minions?
Yeah.
Is that what you did Saturday night?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I went to a drive-in.
Did you really?
Yeah.
When was the last time I hung out with you?
I don't know. Right now.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're always working and stuff.
Yeah. I got a parking ticket today.
Where?
So I'm at school, and like I got there super early in the morning, so there's a ton of spots. So I just pulled into a spot, and there's visitor spots marked nearby. That's all. So I park, come back, and at like 9 o'clock in the morning, I was assigned a ticket for being parked in a teacher's spot.
But it wasn't marked or anything?
It wasn't marked.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You gonna fight it?
I mean, I'm just gonna be like, hey, like, so I'm thinking about just ripping it up and just throwing it in the trash. Burning it. Burning it down.
Probably on file somewhere.
Probably. See, I'm going to have to burn down the facility that it holds, too. You see my problem
it
here?
It ends up becoming the plot of Flight Club.
Oh, I was thinking about a different film, but yeah.
What other film do they blow up a credit card building?
No, no, no. There's a film.
What other film do they blow up a credit card building in, Mike?
Oh, I'm not blowing up the credit card building. I'm blowing...
Go run off to a mountain somewhere. Go run off to a mountain
list
somewhere.
List it off. Go. Oh, come on, right now. List off all...
List off every movie where they blow up a credit card building. I would like to know. I would like to know all of the movies that blow up a credit card building. You can't think of any? Why are you stuttering, Mike? Why are you stuttering? Because you're stupid and you're dumb and there's only one. There's only one movie that blows up a credit card building. That's what I'll tell you. Others say... What? It's Fight Club?
It's Fight Club.
It's Fight Club.
Now, there's a film, I think like a Christian Slater was in it or something. I don't remember what it's called.
There's a Christian Slayer?
Slater. Slater.
They're slaying Christians? That seems offensive.
It is. It's very offensive, actually. So, no, it was a film.
All right, Christian Panettiere.
Yeah, so it was a film where apparently like a building accidentally caught fire.
Was it a...
No, a building caught fire and a guy like went in and saved like someone out of it.
That's the plot of the one TV show with Dennis Leary.
It's not the plot of Rescue Me. Is that what you're saying?
Is that based in New Jersey?
Essentially. I think it's New York because it's a fire company. It's a weird show. I don't know. That's one of those things I don't understand how anyone ever paid funding.
Wait, wasn't there like a little ghost girl in that movie, in that show?
Yeah.
Like,
he kept still, he saw the ghost of his brother-in-law or brother. No, it was his brother-in-law. No, it was his brother. He saw the ghost of his brother or his really close friend. And he would just keep seeing him. And then he would keep seeing like his daughter, I think, who died. Or no, his son who got hit by a car. That show was weird, dude. It's not a good show. The only cool part is at one point when the chief, like really early in the series, like when I die, I want bagpipes as I'm laying lowered into the grave. I want bagpipes playing in how do you say that song? In a Degada de Vida?
Oh, in a Degada de Vida, yeah.
On bagpipes. And then so at one point, like towards the end of the series, he dies. It's like a heart attack. And like he's getting loaded and like you slowly realize.
How do you do it?
I have no idea that song.
I can only do a bagpipe on like a long. I can't do bagpipe on a long.
Your acapella sound effects are not on point today.
Can you shut up?
We're going to have to work on that together.
We'll get together tomorrow. Just record a whole bunch of acapella
sound effects. Have you ever seen, what's that one film?
No.
Where the guy plays drums, it's really popular.
Whiplash?
Whiplash? No. You're just making sound effects at your mouth, and I'm just yelling at you. Again! You want to be great, right? Yeah. Boo, boo, boo. Again!
My lips are bleeding.
But you know I'm making you better ultimately, so you keep it going.
And then I go to the Fantastic Four movie.
The what?
The guy who goes to play
he is in the Fantastic Four.
And then the one guy is blind in real life, and he's also gay.
Which one? Well, what
Juno's
are you talking
dad.
About?
Juno's dad? No, he's gay in real life, but he's blind in a different
TV
Juno's
show. Juno's dad?
The guy in that movie. I can't think of his
Juno?
Name. In Juno, it's her dad. In Whiplash, he's the guy yelling at the drummer who went to play the guy in the Fantastic Four.
He's not. Is it also the dad in Easy A?
Yes.
He is not blind.
He's blind in a TV show, but he's gay in real life.
I'm not sure if you just realized
I have no idea
that.
What we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, we really went all the way around.
Gosh.
You? Okay. Well, bye-bye. Burgundy basement, burgundy basement, burgundy basement. Newsroom, 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 burgundy basement, newsroom.